Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph. We're actually by the two dots, halfway down. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Ilan Nishmas, Nisil Bas Shmuel, Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. So here we go. We are up to the two dots where the Mishnah, where it quotes the Mishnah, where it said Chamesh Tevilos, right? Five Tevilos, the Asara Kedushin, and I'm sorry. What about having a very long knife so you could stand outside and do the shechita? So what's the question? Because someone who's tamei, right, and you're not going to go into the azara. Because you're not going to go inside the Azara. You have a very long knife. You're outside the Azara. And you have a super long knife going into the Azara. Is that mutter? So, Tiboy le ben Zoma, Tiboy le Rabbanan, de Pligi le Rabbi Yehuda. Well, the question could be asked according to both, from yesterday. Tiboy le ben Zoma. It could be asked according to ben Zoma, Ad kan lo mechayev ben Zoma el le Gavoy. When did ben Zoma require you go to the mikvah? If you're going to go inside the Azara. Al alav roi, but outside, lo. There's no such requirement. You don't have to go to the mikvah. You're not even going into the Beis HaMikdash. What do you have to go to the mikvah for? Oh, Dilma, maybe Asilam Shuchei. Maybe you'll walk in. You'll walk in. Might happen. And therefore, you have to go to the mikvah. Now, the person's not necessarily... So Tosfos asks, right? Dilma Asilam Shuchei means you'll get drawn in. Right? You'll get drawn in. Asilam Shuchei. You'll get drawn in. That's the issue, right? So now the guy's not tummy. It's not tummy. He just didn't go to the mikvah. So can he do he's not tummy. He just didn't go to the mikvah. So can he do shechita with a very long knife? Well, on the one hand, why not? Because he what? Not touching anything. But on the other hand, maybe he'll get drawn in. He'll walk in. He'll want to see. It's a very long knife. It's very far-fetched anyway. He'll want to go walk in. And then the Gemara says, Tiboy le Rabbanan. The question could also be asked according to the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hasam, delo ka'avid avoda. Over there, you didn't do avoda. Avalhacha ka'avid avoda lo. He doing avoda, so therefore, of course, you have to go to the mikvah. Adum lo shram, maybe it doesn't make a difference. And the answer is teku. The Tosfos says, look at the Tosfos of E. Odilma. Had the Amarosh perakakal shochtim. Virosh parak kol hapsulin. You have these places. It says the tamein b'mukdash and the chadchila lo yishchdu b'sakan arucha. If you're tamei, right, you should not use a long knife. Shema yigu b'basar. Maybe you'll touch the meat. V'lo ka'amar taima dilma asilam shuchei. We don't give the reason. Maybe you'll walk in. Afal gaf d'hacha mitzavkinan le igazvinan dilma asilam shuchei olo. Here, the Gemara is busy with that issue. You have to answer this question? How come over here, we're busy with the issue of, well, maybe he'll walk into the Beis HaMikdash grounds, and when someone wants tamei in Chulin, that's not the concern. The concern is, maybe he'll touch the meat, and he's tamei. What about the fact maybe he'll walk in?
Somebody's tamei is more...
Exactly. So Tosfos answers, Hani mili b'tahar. Yeah, by a tahar person, the concern is, maybe you'll go on to the Beis HaMikdash grounds and you didn't go to the mikvah. Avol tamei, the ikka kareith, ikka lemechash treith, much more, he's much more careful. V'yesh lomer, that's exactly the point. Adrabi, he understands, that's exactly the point. Hasam, by the tamei person, given the tamei who, since he's already tamei, zahir tvei, he's being much very careful. V'lo ayil, he's not going to go into the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Avol tahar, ikka lemechash tvei, dilem asilam shuchei. But here he's tahar. He's tar. So why isn't he going on to the Beis HaMikdash? Because he doesn't want to, because he doesn't go to the mikvah. And he has a very long knife. So here we're afraid he'll go on to the Beis HaMikdash grounds. After all, he's tar. Okay. Chamesh Tvilos v'asara Kiddushin Tovel. Five Tvilos and 10 Kiddushin. Tana Rabbanan. Chamesh Tvilos v'asara Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol u'mekadesh bo b'yom. On Yom Kippur, he went to the mikvah 5 times. He washed his hands and feet 10 times. V'kulon b'kodesh b'beis ha'parva. All of them were in the kodesh, in the Beis HaParva, Chutz Mirishona, except for the first one, Shaisa Bechol, it was in the Chol, Al Gag Al Gabe Shar HaMayim, on top of the Shar HaMayim, Ubitzad Lishkaso Hoysa, it was right next to the place where he slept. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, you see from here, that where exactly was this mikvah? It was on the roof of the Shar HaMayim. So that means that however tall the Shar HaMayim was, on top of that roof was a mikvah, and he went into that mikvah. So Amar Abaya, Shma Mina, you see from here that Ein Itim, which is a spring that ran through the Beis HaMikdash grounds, Gavoa Mikarka Azara Eshem Vishlosha Amos, was at least 23 Amos taller than the grounds of the Azara. Why? Because the gate of the Shar HaMayim was 20 Amos, and a mikvah has to be at least 3 Amos tall. That's 3 plus 20 is 23. And the water doesn't flow up. So obviously the water source for this mikvah was 23 Amos above ground, above the Azara. Rashi says it. Rashi says, Ein Itam Mimenu Ba'amas HaMayim. This Ein Itam was a spring that had a channel of water. Lebeis Tvilas Shar HaMayim, which fed the mikvah on the Shar HaMayim, Shalachoma, which was on the wall, Ulufi Inyan HaMikros, nearly, Shehu Mayin Me Neftoach, Har Sefer Yoshua, there's a spring mentioned in Sefer Yoshua, this is it. Shemisham HaGvul, Meshef of Yor LeMizrach LeMayrav, Vuhu HaGvul, B'chol Eretz Yisrael, fine. They wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash in the Einitim. It's the highest spot. But, Omri, no, Nachti Beporta. We have to make it a little lower. Because it says, that the Beis HaMikdash rests between the shoulders, which means a little lower. Demashma, Mine, Shugavor Menakol. That the Einitim is the tallest of all. Velo Mefarish Minolei. We don't know what that is. He's explaining it here. And the Gemara continues. Ditnan. Back to the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Midos. Kol ha-psachim shayusham. All the entrances in the Beis HaMikdash. Gavo and Esher Mama. Were 20 Amos tall. V'ruchav and Esher Amos. 10 Amos wide. Chutz mishal Ulam. Except for the Ulam. The Ulam was the room going into the Kodesh. It was like a long room going into the Kodesh. That was taller. Fine. Put that aside. V'tanya. And when a person goes to the mikvah, b'mei mikvah, mikvah water, kol b'saro b'mayim, which means kol shagufu ola b'hem. You have to go into the mikvah in one shot. You can't go to the mikvah half away. First I'll tov my bottom half, then I'll tov my top half. You have to fit into the mikvah one shot. The kamahein, how much is that? Ama al ama b'rum gimel amos. One ama by three amos. So you see, it's one by one by three, right? V'shiru chacham mei mikvah arbam sa. And the chacham said that's 40 sa. So asks Tosfos a very interesting question. Why do you have to say that the mikvah was 3 amos tall? Maybe the mikvah was 1 amos tall and 3 amos wide. And you lie down. Same thing, but then it's not 23 amos tall. Tosfos says, in the Tosfos of Ein Itam, Tamali, Manal debates at tefillah ha'yse gavoa shalosh amos. How do you know it was 3 amos tall? Dilma lo ha'yse gavoa ela ama. Maybe it was 1 amos tall. Va'arucha shalosh amos, and it was 3 amos long. Va'akoin ha'yimashkiv atzmo b'socho. He had to lie down. Inami or, ha'lo ha'yse gavoel, it was 2 amos tall. Va'akoin gala yoshi v'tovel. He had to do it sitting. Or it has to be 3 amos tall. Could have been 1 amos tall or 2 amos tall.
Couldn't it have been set into the...
Well, but they built it. They fashioned there was a water source already there, but they built the mikvah. So why did they build it like that? So the Yesh Lomer, Tosfos answers a practical reason. The mistama kol shehu mashu yachol lahakal alav mishum chol shehu the Kohen Gadol hayosin. They wanted to make it as easy for the Kohen Gadol as possible. He's a tired man. He's up the whole night. The derech amida hayatovel kizinakal zo yosel athav. It's the easiest way to go to the mikvah standing up. You know, they can tort yourself and go in lying down. The easiest way is, so they made it standing up. That's what it's three, so it's 3 amos tall. Okay? So it's 3 amos tall, and it was 3 amos tall, plus the gate, the height of the gate, is 20 amos, so it was 23 amos. Says the Gemara, V'ha'ikka Amma Tikra, the Amma Maziva. What about another Amma for the molding or the roof or something? So there's another Amma tall. So the Gemara says, no, Arma the Beis HaMikdash, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, Kivan Deshishin, and since they were made out of marble, B'mashu Avdilahu. They only made a little slight, very small molding, a very small frame. And therefore, it's really 23 Amos, that's it. What about that small amount? The little amount? Whatever the mashu is? So the Gemara says, no. Kivan de lav have amsa, since it wasn't an amma long, tall, lochashav lahu. Lochashav lahu, we don't count it. So, 23 amas tall. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, parsu sadin shalbutz. We put, since he was on the roof, and the mikveh's there, so you can't go into the mikveh wearing clothing. So, if you go and took off his clothing, theoretically somebody could watch that. You could watch him not wearing any clothing, that's not right. So they put up a curtain of made of butz, whatever butz is, linen, so no one should see, for privacy. Ma'ishnah shal butz, why bedafka out of linen? Kedamar of Kahana, b'chdei shiakir, sha'avodas hayom b'day butz. Everyone should realize that today is the day of big day butz. He's going to wear white linen clothing to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's a special thing. Hachanami, so too, shiakir sha'avodas hayom b'big day butz. When Rav Kahana said it, it was on Daf Lamed Dalet that they did the same thing in between the mikvahs. They did the same thing over here.
Is that why we changed the brochus of the?
That's probably not the reason. It's probably not the reason, but yeah, okay. Next Mishnah. Pashat, he took off his clothing. Right? Talking about now, he's taking off his, these are his, not pajamas, because he didn't go to sleep, but his big day chol. He took off his weekday clothing, which he was wearing the night. There's no avod that night. Right? So he was wearing his weekday clothing. That's a simple pshat. Pashat, he took off his big day chol. Yarad, he went down into the mikvah. Vitaval, and he was tovel. Allah, he came out, vinistapig, and he dried himself off with a towel. Okay? Heviulo big days of. They brought him the big days of. Vilavash. He put them on. Vikidesh yadav viraglov. He now washed his hands and feet. Right? Heviulo es hatamid. They brought him the carbon tamid. Kartu means he killed it. He shechted the carbon tamid, but kartu means that he didn't finish the job. He didn't finish doing both samanim. He did rove, so he did the hilchat shechita, but he didn't finish. Umeirak achar shechita al yado. Somebody else finished for him. He did the ikar avoda, someone else would finish up. What's the reason for that? The Gemara will explain, because he had to do every avoda. It's very hard to do shechita and kabbalah and halacha. So he went right away, he had a cup there to catch the blood. Someone else would finish for him. Kibbal es adam. He was mekabel the dam in a cup. Vizarko. And then he would sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. Okay? Yeah. This is out of order. Because the dam wasn't sprinkled so fast. But the Gemara is telling you what he ended up doing. Nichnas lahaktir ketores shal shachris. He went to go light do the ketores. Later in the week, actually, what's today? Today is Wednesday. Friday's daf, Friday or Shabbos, the Gemara is going to have the whole procedure, exactly what he did every morning and in Kippur morning too. This is not out of order. This is very out of order. Not out of order. It's not complete. It's very skipping a lot of things. As a matter of fact, there are going to be 13 different things that are done. The Gemara mentions three of them, right? The Mishnah mentions three of them. Nichnas lahakdik torah shal shachris, ulhetiv es haneros, to set up the candles for the menorah. There's a whole Gemara about exactly this. Ulahakir ves harosh, ves haivarim. And to be makir of the rosh and the ivarim, and again, the zrikas hadam is connected to that. This Mishnah is very, very short. There's more things. Chavitin, they bring the chavitin, ves hayayin, and the wine. Every day, every carbon had, not chavitin, chavitin was brought twice a day, but every carbon every day had wine and also nesach, and also mincha, together with the carbon tamid. Ketores shal shachar, the ketores in the morning, haysa kreva bein dam le'evarim. The ketores in the morning was brought between the dam and the evarim. That's true, but the Mishnah, what it's not true, is that in between that was the one that in the menorah also. The Mishnah leaves that part out. We'll get to that later in the week. Shalbein Arbayim, in the afternoon, it was Bein Evarim and Nesachim. It was between the Evarim of the Karban Tamid of the afternoon and the Nesachim of the Karban Tamid in the afternoon. The Im, Haya, Kohen Gadol, Zakein, O Istinis. If the Kohen Gadol was an elderly person, or an Istinis, meaning he was very particular, very, very set in his ways, has to be a certain way, and he wouldn't go to the mikveh, it was too cold. So, mechamin lo chamin, we would heat up water, umatim l'tzoch hatzonein, and put it into the cold mikveh, kidei shetafig tzinason, so that it should take out the sting of the cold. Two issues. First of all, the Melech HaShlomo asks, why doesn't the Mishnah say this thing about the cold? We already went to the mikvah. It says it at the end. It should have been at the beginning. He gets up in the morning, he takes off his pajamas, he goes to the mikvah, and if it's too cold, they put in hot water. The Mishnah says it at the end. It's out of order. It's out of order. Then he does all the avoda. Oh, by the way, if he's a zakein, we'll make it warmer for him. It's out of order. I don't know why. The Melech HaShlomo says, you see from here, that the first time he went to the mikvah, which is really different than the other four, we wouldn't heat it up for him. It's cold? Too bad. Only the next four, we would do that for him. Those four were in Kodesh. This one was in the Chol. This one we had no Eitzah. You cold? I'm sorry, what can I tell you? Be cold. That's why it's at the end. It's out of order on purpose. Now what's the reason for that? I don't know. Why would the first one, that we don't care about that? Only the next four we care. Right? I don't know. So that's one ha'ara. The bigger issue is, how could you heat up the mikvah water on Shabbos? On Yom Kippur? How could you do that? How could you heat up the mikvah water? How are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Kippur. So one answer the Be'iri says is, Ein Shavuos Lamikdash. There's no, what Ein Shavuos Lamikdash mean? There are no Durabbanans in the Beis Hamikdash. What about the rices? What?
Maybe water. There's no issue of warming up water because water you could drink without warming it up. Same thing we say.
No, but Yom Kippur has halachas of Shabbos. That's on Yontif. That's true. On Yontif, that's true. On no, Yontif.
We say that there's no that's something that you could eat, not cooked. There's no bishul. It's not bishul.
Not on Shabbos. Now heat up hot water. Now heat up hot water on Shabbos. Okay. So what's the shavuos? So the answer is, they did this before Yom Kippur started. Right? So why can't you do that? Why can't you heat up water? Why can't you go to the mikvah, heat up the water beforehand, then go on Shabbos? Why can't you do that? And the answer is, it's a gzeira. Because the bathhouse attendants were dishonest. And they would heat it up on Shabbos and say they did it before Shabbos. That's a derabanan. That you could do in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if they're going to heat it up on Shabbos, they're not supposed to heat up on Shabbos. You can't heat up on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, Yom Kippur. You can't heat water on Yom Kippur. You're not going to be over Isser Malach on Yom Kippur. The answer is, no. They did it before Yom Kippur started. You can't do that in your house? Yeah, there's a gzera, because the Beit HaMikdash has a attendant. There's a gzera, you're not allowed to do that. In the Beit HaMikdash, there's no gzera. It's only derabanan. That's one answer. That's the easier answer. The harder answer is, no, it's not, even if you did it on Yom Kippur, it's not bishul. Why? Removing the cold is not bishul. Not cooking the water. I'm just taking the cold sting out of the water. What's that? You're allowed to do that. There's no issue in that at all. You can do it even, people do that all the time. They make a bottle for the baby, and they put it in hot water. Now, they don't make the hot, not heating the water. What are they doing? They're taking the sting out. So it should be room temperature, faster.
But you have to heat the water to put it into.
No, but it's not considered bishul. That's not bishul.
That's already done.
That you did before Shabbos. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So the Rashba says, all this means is, you're not getting to the level of, you're not being mevashel the water in the mikveh. Yeah. Of course not. Not being mevashal the water in the mikveh. All you're doing, according to the Meiri, you are being mevashal the water in the mikveh. 100%. But you're allowed to do it because it's a shavus. You did it beforehand, and since it's only beforehand, it's only there for the bathhouse attendant, and the bathhouse will let you do it. Here, the Raja says, no, of course not. You can't do that. You can do it on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, but you're not making it hot enough. Not going to boil the water. All you're doing is taking out a little bit of a sting. That's not malacha.
If Mevashel is to Yad Sledespo, then they would scold him anyway. So.
What? No, we're not talking about scolding.
That's right, but then if anything less than that, we say it's not Mevashel.
That's right, exactly. It's not Mevashel. It's not Bishel. All you're doing is taking out the here, I'll read it in Hebrew. She used her koach hakarius. You're just removing the koach of the cold. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. People do it all the time. Right? Mehamayim avalosha yuchalim. Can't make the water hot water. It's not boiling hot water. Of course you can't do that. Okay. Now, we started off by saying that where was that? Where did we say that there were ten going? Ten, yeah. The Mishnah said it before. Chamesh tevilos, five mikvahs, and ten washing hands and feet. The first time he went to the mikvah, which means every time he went to the mikvah, he washed his hands twice. We're going to have a machlokas in the next Mishnah, which Shemar is going to bring now. When did he wash the hands the first time? Well, he's wearing Big Day Gzav. Now he's going to change it to Big Day Lava. So there are two options. Either he could... You'll see. Either he can wash his hands before he takes off the Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Zav, then put on the Big Day Lavan, then go to the mikvah. Put on Big Day Lavan, wash your hands again. Or take off the Big Day Zav, wash your hands, put on the Big Day Lavan, then wash your hands again. It's a machlokas in a minute, what we're mayor and what you do. But everyone would, it seems from our Mishnah, that the first time he went to the mikvah, he only washed his hands one time. That's what the Mishnah said. Takes off his pajamas, goes to the mikvah, washes his hands, and puts on the Big Day Zav. He went to the mikvah one time, only washed his hands one time. Where's the second time? The Gemara is going to ask that later, either today, later today, if we get to it, or tomorrow. And the Gemara is going to answer, okay, then when he put on his weekday clothes, he washed his hands again. At the end of the Yom Kippur's over already. At the very end. That's to be the 10th one. The Gemara is going to say, this Mishnah can't be Remeir. Because Remeir is going to hold, we don't say that thing at the end, that you get the 10th one at the end. At the end of the, no. Every time you went to the mikvah, you wash your hands twice. Our Mishnah says you wash it only once. It can't be Remeir. Here we go. Amru Rabbanan Kibbeit Rav Papa. The Rabbanan said to Rav Papa, ha, this Mishnah that said that the Kohen Gadol only washed his hands one time when he put on the Big Day Zav the first time, Dilok Remeir. Can't be Remeir. Impossible. The Ira Meir, because if it's a Meir, given to Amar Trey Kedushi Albisha Ovid Lahu, he said that you have to wash your hands twice every time you put on clothes. Hachanami Ovid Trey Kedushi Albisha. Here too, he should have washed his hands twice. And he didn't. He only washed his hands once, says the Mishnah. So it can't be a Meir. Amaluhu Rav Papa, so Papa says, wait a minute. Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabmeir, according to both of them, Chad Afshita, the Big Day Kodesh, Vichad Albisha. According to both of them, there were two washings. One when he took off the Big Day Kodesh, and one when he put on the other Big Day Kodesh. When he switched. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Chad Apshita. It's the last wash, Rashi, before the lines get wide. Hilkach. Therefore, Hacha, over here, the Pashte, the Big Day Chol, Lo Boy Kiddush. What are you talking about? Nobody hold, you have to wash your hands twice now. Because you took off your pajamas. Taking off pajamas are not Big Day Kodesh. So why are you washing your hands for that? Lo boy kiddush. You don't have to wash your hands for that. V'hacha, ga b'tvila shnia. The second time you go to the mikvah, shenechak b'meir l'hakdim pshita l'kiddush. There's a machlokas when you wash your hands. Before you take off the first set of clothing, or after, or when you already took them off. That's a machlokas. Lav mishum desvirle de kodesh rishon shkol tvila machmas levisha ba. There's a kasuf pligi. They're arguing about how you read a pasuk. We're going to see in a minute. The machlokas is going to be when you do the first washing of your hands. Is it when you're still wearing the first that you're going to take off, or after you already take them off? But no one holds you to wash your hands twice now. Why? Because you took off your pajamas. Right? Big day chol. V'hacha, and over here in our Mishnah, not in our Mishnah, in the next Mishnah that's going to come coming up, Pakam Miflagi. Talk about the following thing. It says in there's two psukim back to back in Parshas Achrimos, and it says like this: Ufashat, which means he takes off his clothes. V'rachatz, ufashat, v'rachatz, v'lavash. It says three things: Ufashat, take off your clothes; v'rachatz, wash; v'lavash, and put on clothes; and then v'rachatz again. It doesn't say that, but there's a rachatz again. There's two rachatzes, right? So Rashi says in the second, the middle level lines, Rashi says, "Upashat es bigdei habarash alavash." You took off the bigdei bad that you were wearing. V'samachle, and right there it says, "V'rachatz es besaro b'mayim," right? B'makom kadosh, you go to the mikvah. V'lavash es begadav, v'lavash es begadav, and you're going to put on new clothing. V'hitel akasav b'chitza ben pshita l'vilvisha, and it's the word rachatz is stuck in between. In between taking off one set of clothes and putting on the other set of clothes. The high v'rachatz tashin lekon lidin kiddush. Rachatz doesn't mean going to the mikvah. V'tavol means that. What does rachatz mean? Washing hands and feet. V'yalfina minei trei kiddushei. There are two. Shdishadinan rachatz aposhet avalovesh kilu katsiv rachatz trei zimni. It says rachatz once, but it's pashat rachatz, rachatz lavash. So it's as if it says it twice. So there's a machlokis now, when exactly you did the first lavash, the first washing. Rameir Savar, Rameir says, makish, pshita, lulavisha. We make a hekish, taking off clothing to washing clothing. To wearing clothing, I'm sorry. Malavisha, lovesh. Just like when you put on the clothing. V'achakach makadesh. First you put on the new set of clothing, then you wash your hands. That's the second washing. Ah, so too, pshita, poshate. You take off the clothing. V'achakach makadesh. So the order is taking off the big day, whatever, washing your hands, putting on the next set of clothing, washing hands again. Now, when you went to the mikvah, I'm not sure. When did you go to the mikvah? Somehow you go to the mikvah in the middle of all this. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Makish pshita lulavisha. I look at it the other way. Malavisha kishu lavush, makadish. Right? Just like when it comes to lavisha, you wash your hands after you're already clothed. Af pshita kishu lavash makadesh. So too by the taking off. You wash your hands before you take off the clothes. Not after. You don't wash your hands when you're wearing your underwear. No. First you wash your hands, then take off the clothes. Then put on the clothes, then wash your hands again. So it's a machlokas. Right? Amru leila rabbanu of papa, umi matzah zamar tahachi? What are you talking about? How could you say that? That according to Rav Meir, in the first time, there was also only one washing. How could you say that? The Tanya, Parsu Sadin Shalbutz, Benola Bena they put a separation between him and the people. Pashat, he took off his clothing, he took off his pajamas. The Yarad Vitava, Olav Nestapa, he went down to the mikvah, he was Ola, Nestapa, he dried himself off. They view Big Day Zov, for Lavash, for Kiddush Adar, for Raglav. That's what the Tanakhama says, that's what our Mishnah says. Rameyer Omer, Pashat, the key days yod the viraglov. No, he washes his hands again. The yarad v'tava all of an estafik. The viulo big day zav v'lavash. The key days yod viraglov. What do you see? No. That he washed his hands twice according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, Amaluhu, itanya tanya. All right, if that's what you learned, that's what you learned. The Brisa says it, and I take it back. It says, Papa, I can't argue on a Brisa. If the Brisa said that Rav Meir said that, then fine, I'm asking. Rav Meir said that. I wanted to give a different shot. I can't give that pshat. So where do we end off? That our Mishnah can't be Rameyer. Because Rameyer clearly holds that the first time he washed his hands twice. The Mishnah says he washed them once. The Rabbanan say he washed it once. Now it could be they're arguing about both issues. They're arguing about the issue. We're going to stop here. They're arguing about the issue of what was the order of washing hands, changing your clothes. That's one machlokas. And second machlokas is, what's the story with the order? Right? What about the story with the first time? According to Rav Meir, the first time was already two washings. According to the Rabbanan, it was only one time. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Bishlama, according to Rav Meir, I find 10 times. But according to the Rabbanan, it's only 9. And the Gemara is going to answer, no, at the end it was a 10th. And the Gemara is going to answer that tomorrow. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.